used to be great. It used to be great. Oh, if they go on a trip. The last time we went on a trip in the Chazanov, it was so much fun. This time, Kilo, just not at. The last time I went to Eretz Yisrael, it was so gewaldig. The yeshiva used to be, all the geshmaka guys, they all grabbed, they all left. I saw, it's with everything, ball playing. In Heller, I saw over the years, the team used to be so good. So I said, yeah, you're right, it was much better. Baloney. It used to be, the Olam used to be, now, you know, just not, somehow the ball players just disappeared from the world. Used to be gewaldig. Today, it just does, this illness is on a million things in life, this illness. And the one who spreads this illness is the Yetzer Hara himself. The Yetzer Hara wants to stop us from not one of the most, usually we say one of us, from the most important thing, the reason we're put on this world. The Ramban in Parashas Bo says that we're put on this world to say to Hashem, B'riyosech anachnu, we're your creation. We're supposed to thank Him for all that He does for us. We're put on this world, Hakol Bara L'Chvaydai. Everything was created for Kvayd Shemayim. We're put on this world to say, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. That's the biggest Kvayd Shemayim, is to appreciate what Hashem gives us. The biggest Kvayd Shemayim. Thank you, Hashem. And the Yetzer Hara has a little trick. Everything in life that is Gishmak, he always tries to convince you, it used to be good and it's not good anymore. I have a little secret. The last year, when you say the last year's graduating class was so geschmack, they weren't saying, oh, it's geschmack, thank you, Hashem. They weren't in bliss thanking Hashem. You know what they were doing? They were saying, it used to be so geschmack. They were doing the same chayli anefesh. They were also pointing. The old basketball team, you say, used to be so good. You know what they were doing? If you rewind it in time, they were saying, it used to be so good. Everybody's pointing earlier. You wonder what to do the first year. The first year they point to the future and say, we'll be so good one day. It's a chayli Yetzer Hara that people shouldn't. That's, listen to this pasuk, a beautiful pasuk in Keilos. Perek Zayin pasuk Yud. Let me read you the pasuk. Al Toimar, don't say, Mahaya, what is it? Shayamari Shayinama Yutayvim Eila. Why was it used to be so good? Shayamari Shayinama Yutayvim Eila. The old days were so much better. It's not intelligence. Don't think it's an intelligent question. You think it's like intelligent. What is it? Why were they better ball players? Why was Colin Ward so much better last year? It's like an intelligent question. It's not an intelligent question. It's not from Chochmah, it's from the Yetzer Hara. It's Dimyon, it's imagination, it's not the truth. It's not coming from truth. Last summer camp, Simcha was gewaldig. I'm not sure what happened this year. Nothing happened. The Yetzer Hara told you last summer about 2 summers ago, and 2 summers about 3 summers ago. And our avoid in Chaim is to appreciate here and now. To appreciate here and now, it's geschmack. Not it was geschmack yesterday, not last year's Rosh Hashanah davening, not last, right here and now. Thank you, Hashem. It's gewaldig here and now. The Yetzer Hara pushes the person either in the past or in the future. Or he pushes the person to always think about the future. About the future. A person surviving, thinking about the next chasna and the next thing. The Avodas HaChaim is to think about now. This is not a well-known medrash. I want to share with the Olam, not such a well-known medrash. Time and Hagen brings. What is well-known, this part is open in Chazal. Why do we say 100 brachas every day? Mea brachas b'chol yom. Why do we say Mea Brachas every day? That's not why we say it. The reason we say Mea Brachas every day is because in David HaMelech's times, 100 people were being nifter a day. There was a plague, and 100 people were dying every day. You know this, David? All right, comes over Yantiv? I want. So I'll tell you something that's not so well known. That's a Gemara already, that 100 people were dying a day, so David HaMelech made Mea Brachas. That's well known. What's also well known is that he based it on asmach on a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ma Hashem shel mimchakim liyereischa." What does Hashem want from you except to fear Him? So ma is meya. 100 Hashem wants from you. Ma, what does Hashem want from you except to fear Him? He wants meya brachas. What's not so well known is the time Yamin Hagim brings the b'shem tour. I didn't see it inside the tour, but the time Yamin Hagim brings us that why were they dying? Why were they dying? It just says they were dying, he made Mea Brachas. Why were they dying? So he brings, which would logically make sense, that's why you make mea brachas, is they weren't thanking Hashem for everything they had. The time Yemen Hagen brings, the reason why these 100 people were dying a day is not stam. They weren't thanking the Bari Olam for everything they have. That's why the Mei themselves were dying. The Mei were being nifter because they weren't thanking Hashem. So David said, we're not being makatayv to Hashem enough. Mei brachas b'chol yoyim. How does that fit into the pasuk? Rav Igdi Miller has the following rule, which many, it's really from Rishonim, that any drasha, agam, it's not pashtus pshat, it's a drasha, but it has to fit into the pashtus akra. It says, Ma Hashem Shalom, what is Hashem asking except to fear him? Ma Meya. What's going on here? So, it's not only doesn't fit in, it's like the Pasuk saying, what is Hashem asking to fear him? And we're darshaning, Meya Hashem Shalom Imcha. Now, instead of what is Hashem asking you, Meya Hashem, 100 Hashem's asking you. But Chazal is not being cute. They warp a Pasuk. It looks like they're just messing up. It's like a shtickle Torah. The Pasuk says, what is Hashem asking except you fear him? And Chazal say, Ma is Meya. Meya Hashem Shalom Imcha Kim Liyarzcha. 100 Hashem's doesn't fit in. How do you even read it? 100 Hashem's asking, except the fear him, kiyim. So it doesn't even fit in. So Avigdor Miller explains, beautiful pshat, how the chama fitting into the pasuk. The pasuk saying, what is Hashem asking, except the fear him? It implies it's easy. What is it, except the fear him? The Gemara is a kasha. V'chiyera milsa zutrasa, is it easy? The verse says, yes, for Moshe Rabbeinu it's easy. But it's implied in Pasha Pshat in the pasuk. Ma, what's he asking, just to fear him? There's an easy way towards the service of Hashem. This is implied in the pasuk. Ma Hashem Shalom Mechal is an easy way towards Avodas Hashem. Zakta Avigdor Miller, what Chazal is saying, Ma Meya, they're uptight to what is this easy way? If there's an easy way, what is the trick? It doesn't seem easy way. You have to learn Yom of Laila, and yet it seems very difficult Avodas Hashem. And the trick, the easiest way towards Avodas Hashem is learning to thank Hashem for the abundance He gives us. It's the easiest way in Avodas Hashem. The ma, the trick, if there is any shortcut, it's learning to thank Hashem for all the good He gives us. That's the secret of Avodas Hashem. That's the ma Hashem Shalom Imcha. Now, Vada, before David HaMelech came, people were making Meir Brachos Kol Yom, they would thank Hashem for everything. David HaMelech saw this rashlus, there's a weakening in the thanking of Hashem. So he made it, he had to make a special takana, you have to get 100. Now, a person counts, where do I get? So a bakr of this yeshiva, he asked me over Hashem, where do you get 100? Hashem, it's very hard to get 100. So, Avadim have to keep, like every Allah, you have to keep the Allah, Kipshutai, to make sure you get 100 brachas every day. Kipshutai, Kimashmai. Ayre Chavru, because of Dikta Kamitzvahs, he was marked with the count of, not every day, in a week, they're not, because Pasha, there's no reason to count, you get way above. But on a Rosh Hashanah, on these days, he would count it out. He wouldn't just rely, he would actually count out his Mea Brachas. He wanted to feel his mamish of Dikta Kamitzvahs. Beautiful Zach. We'd write it down, not on Yantav, obviously, but keep Mamish make the Chesh, but I was going to get the Mei Brachos. Kitzra Tvarim, though, the Avadah to be marked with, like every mitzvah, the Dikta mitzvahs. But if somebody just keeps the mitzvah, just Kitzuras, or the Dikta, without the Ruach, without the reason for the mitzvah, he hasn't done very much. Okay, he's better off than the person who doesn't keep the mitzvah at all. But the point of the mitzvah, you make it Toif Tashem. To make it toif Hashem, this is the quickest, so to speak. The Ma Hashem Shalom, what does Hashem want from you? What this easy way towards Yerushimayim? Now you said, why is that Yerushimayim? We're used to thinking Yerushimayim is fear. If it's fear, when there's the quickest way to fear Hashem, it doesn't cause me fear. Well, the first thing of Yerushimayim, there is a level of Yerushimayim that's fear. The first step, Rav Igdor Miller says, of Yerushimayim is awareness of Hashem. The first step is awareness of Hashem. This is the quickest way to awareness of Hashem. Meya brachos b'chol yoyim. If I make it tight to the barrier, all it gives me is the quickest way to awareness. In the brachos, I've said this over before. In the brachos, we say in the morning, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shelo Yasani Goy, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shelo Yasani Oved, and Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shelo Yasani Isha. So the Bach asks, why is it in the lashon of shlila? The word shlila means negative, lack of. Why do we say shaloi asani goy? Never thought about the shmuel, it's a good kasha. We should say shasani yisrael. Shaloi asani goy. We don't, when we say he opens our eyes, we don't say shaloi asani suma. We don't say he didn't make us. We say we gave matir asurim. Hashem frees the bands of locked up people, which means he allows us to stand up. We don't say to actually sit up out of bed. We don't to sit up. We don't say who didn't make us lame. We don't say in the lashon of negative. Why here? Hanoisein layoyiv kayach. We don't say shaloyasani mchusar kayach. Why do you say shaloyasani? Why do you say shasani Yisrael? Why do you say shaloyasani eved? Shasani ben chayrin. Shaloyasani isha. Say shasani ish. Why do you say in the lashon of negative? So, the Bach says a tremendous yisayin akar satayiv. He doesn't point as yisayin. He says the following thing, very very short. Now I'm going to explain. It's a big yisayin akar satayiv. And learning to thank Hashem, he says that the reason why we say it in the lashon of negative is if we would just say positive, so we get the shloya sani guy. We start good, by the way, it's ma'akiv. Let's say a guy by mistake, it's good to know Allah l'maisa. If a guy goes out of order by mistake and says shloya sani of it before shloya sani guy, la'alach, he's not allowed to say shloya sani guy. To suffix, what he should do, la'alach l'maisa, is he should go to another person who's going in order, who didn't say brachsi, and somebody should be might see him. Because guy is the most general. Shloya sani guy means you didn't make me a guy. What's he saying, shloya sani guy? According to some Rishonim, the Avos V'Goyim, so you're saying, thank you, Hashem, for not making me Avram Avinu? Why are you saying, Shalai Sani Goy Stamazai? That we saw from the Schwab. Shalai Sani Goy means that thank you, Hashem, for the mitzvahs I have. 6:13. He's thanking Hashem for the mitzvahs. Shalai Sani Oved is thank you, Hashem. So first of all, I have more mitzvahs than a Goy. I have more than seven. Shalai Sani Oved, I have more than Evan. Evan's putter on some. I have more than Evan. I even have more than a lady. So he's going up and up and up. Now, if you're wondering, Evan is the same as a lady. It's a good kasha. A lady does get some. There's probably two mitzvahs, chala and hadlakas neris, that aren't on a guy, on an Evan. Kitzat Vayim, he's thanking Hashem for the extra mitzvahs. So if he says of it, it's already included according to some Rishonim guy. So the Allah said, once you say of it, you're not allowed to say guy. What you have to do is you get someone who might see you. Kitzat Vayim, though, zak the bach. If the guy would come to the first bracha, shaloyasani goy, so how would he say in the lashon of positive? Instead of saying the negative, what would he say? Shasani Yisrael. Zok the Bach, that would include, Asani Yisrael includes not being an Evan, includes not being an Isha. Yisrael, the word, happens to also mean you're not an Evan. It happens to mean you're not a goy, you're not an Isha. That's the Bach says. Bach says, Akasha on the Bach, very nice Bach, Bishmak. Good! So why are you being myrich? What, does the mitzvah, Hashem wants to keep, the Chazal wanted to keep us longer in shul? I care, they want us to enjoy. What are they keeping me in shul, extra time? So say Shasani Yisrael. Good, it'll be more inclusive. Gevaldik. I went in order. I said one word that included all three. I didn't go out of order. It's a good cash also. Shmuel says if it's building up in order, just say Shasani, Shaloyasani Isha, even leave it the negative. Zak Shmuel, you can really ask another kasha. If it's building up in order, just say the maximum, Shaloyasani Isha. So the Bach doesn't ask that kasha, you can ask that kasha also. But Shmuel. So what's the Bach saying? What's the Pirush of the Bach? So L'chay, you see here, you say God l'nakar satayv. You see Yisoid Gadlan Akar Satayv. From right here, you see Yisoid Gadlan Akar Satayv. You see in Akar Satayv that the Chiv Akar Satayv is to be specific. The Bedafka, if you could say more and speak here, if I say Shasani Yisrael, then I, all inclusive, Shasani Yisrael, thank you. You have to thank Hashem for each specific aspect. In being a Jew, there's three aspects. You're not a guy, you have to be madyish each point. Hakar Satayv requires specific. If you could, usually in principle in life, if you could say something in less words or more words, say it in less words. Hakar Satayv is a new mechayiv. You don't say Hashem, thank you for life. I'm happy I'm alive. I could have been a one-celled organism that doesn't have just a one-celled organism, a simple, what they call it, amphibia, what's that called? Amoeba. Like a one-celled organism, I could have been. Thank you for life. You don't say thank you for life. Thank you, Hashem, for each finger, each toe, each every detail in life. Every detail in life. You don't say a general thank you. Hakar Satayv, you fakir, you're mayrich. When normally the rule is to be mekatzer, it's not a derech of chacham to be mayrich. If you could say something, that's only tipshim. Chazal say tipshim amayrich. A chacham is spares words. Siyag l'chach mashtika. The quieter the person is, if you could say something in two words, don't say it in 10 words. Akar Satayv, it doesn't work that way. In Akaris HaTov, it works the opposite. In Akaris HaTov, speak out every single detail. Details, details, details. Each and every single one. I'm a Yid, but there's a lot included in that. I'm not a Goy. I'm not an Oved. I'm not an Isha. So, Bedav, you speak out. That's Akaris HaTov. Just as an aside, I always say over, like, your mother makes a meal. If you want to know good Akaris HaTov, you say, thank you for the Suda. Very Shvach. When you don't point out details, you should know to the recipient that Akaris HaTov, it's very weak. Yeah, thank you. General, thank you. It's very weak. When you say that potato kol was, even if you point that one, if you say every detail, it's gewaldig. Even if you don't want to point out every detail every week, you say, maybe your mother won't believe you. Say, the soup was delicious, the liver, she's also going to say, shleima, enough. You know, you go to every course. But if you want good Akaris HaTov, you point to a specific thing. Akaris HaTov is details. I noticed they have a potato kol, it was mamish spice, it was mamish good. The challah was baked exactly. I like it. Something not thanks, Ma. The meal was great. Specific. That's Akaris HaTov. Akaris HaTov requires specific. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. My father always said that. My father learned by him, and in Shmuzim, he said this. Every Rebbe has their topic, like that they hammer away at. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, I've seen in Sichas Moser, full of divrei Torah Akaris HaTov. Full of divrei Torah Akaris HaTov. I'll share it with you in one part in Akaris HaTov, only because it's mamish what the topic we're talking about. He spoke about Akaris HaTov in the following. When Rachel had a child, she didn't have any shaven in Klal Yisrael, and she finally was blessed with a child. She had Yosef. Why was Yosef called Yosef, Rabbi Yisai? What is Yosef? Yosef ben Acher. What else did she say? Asaf. What was the Lashon? Asaf Hashem is Cherpasi. Hashem has removed my embarrassment. Zok Rashi, what does that mean? Rashi and Chumash. Asav Hashem is Cherpasi. Hashem has removed my embarrassment. What does that mean? Zok Rashi, before Yosef was born, if she broke a dish, she took the blame. She had a child, now I have Yosef. Hashem removed my embarrassment, I can blame it on the child. Kids are great. The wife's like, you blame it on the kid. He got me nervous. You can blame it on the kid. So, this is Rashi and Chumash. So Rachel said, Asav Aliyah, Asav Hashem is Cherpasi. I had a child, I now can blame if I break a dish on Yosef. Rabbi say, Rachel Imenu was a Nevi'ah. She was one of the greatest people who ever lived. She was on Dargas, on Yom Kippur and Ni'ilah. We can't comprehend her dag at her weakest moment of the year, Vaday. Rachel Imenu, beyond our wildest hasagas, we couldn't comprehend if we saw Salanter. And here you go back, when Amayra, Tana, you go back and back, Nevi'im, Shoiftim, you go back and back and back, till you get to Rachel Imenu, we can't comprehend. And Rachel says, thank you Hashem, when I break a dish, I can blame the baby now. That's what she thanked Hashem, she had won the Shifteka. The Nitzchias of Kleist, so she was just Zeichel, and it just came out of her. She finally had won the Shifteka. She thanks Hashem that when I break a dish, I can blame it. So Chaim Shmulevitz said pshat. That her Akaris HaTov, she was teaching us Akaris HaTov, his details. Avada, she thanked Hashem for the big stuff. That's Pashat. It's Pashat, Yosef li ben Acher. It's Pashat, she thanked Hashem for the big stuff having Shifteka. It meant she thanked Hashem, she named him Asa Hashem Ischer Pasi. She meant even down to the most minute detail. Even down to the detail, breaking a dish, which came out on a normal person, might not be, you know, might be pretty up there. On Rachel Imenu, it was like, this thought was mamish, not, like the smallest, not, it wasn't even a billionth of her brain. But Akaris HaTov, down to the minutest detail, even that Hashem, Yosef, I'm calling him, even that I'm Akatov to you, even that minute part of me, that it actually feels good about having a son for that reason, I'm Akatov for that also. You think in the big things of having a child, you should forget about that small detail, compared to the big things of having a child, no, that's not, Akaris HaTov is even in the large scheme, even Shalo Yasani Isha, you think, I think I'm not a guy, I'm not an Isha. I have more mitzvahs, I have 613. In having 613, it doesn't blind me. In having two arms, I thank Hashem, first of all, I have the second arm. I thank Hashem for the first arm also. I don't say Shalo Yosani, a person of one arm. I remember every minute detail. I don't just say thank you for life, for every detail of life. This is the Yisoid of Akaris HaTov. This is Stam Sankar by Sir Chaim Shwab, it's push a lot. One of the Kibbut Aveim, what is the Yishalmi Peya calls it Chamurais? It says, a person who is Zohar Mitzakalas Kibbut Chamurais. So Yishalmi, yes, what are Mitzakalas, what are Chamurais? It calls Kibbut Aveim Chamurais. L'chayr, one of the reasons Kibbut Avim is so chomer, it's because it touches this midah of Akaras HaTayv. If a person's not makat toiv to his chaverim, not makat toiv to his parents, so ultimately he's not going to be makat toiv to Rabbeinu Shlom. This is the practice grounds of Akaras HaTayv. If he's not makat toiv to those he physically sees give it to him, then Hashem has to work a little harder to be makat toiv to, because he has to comprehend it. It needs emunah. He has to comprehend it. Hagam, it's pretty easy. But if the person's not trained to be makat toiv to people who physically hand him, so he's not going to be makat toiv worse, and more when it's a little harder. My father taught us when we were little that it's a Rishash. The Rav Fishman said over in Yeshiva, I'll show this once, he brought it from Rishash. He said, grab them. The Rishash says when you say Yashakayach to the Kehanim, I they're paid to do it, Kehanim. Why we thank Shlomi? He was paid for it. Hashem onach lasa, we give him Shumas and Maestris. He gets tired. Why are we thanking him? So he's a Chiv to do it. My father taught us when a guy in the toll booth picks up the toll thing, you say thank you, because he let you buy. What do you mean he's paid to do it? You got a favor from somebody, thank him. Hakaras HaTayv, he gave you, he let you buy. Thank you. A store owner, thank you. Somebody serving you, what's that called? A waiter. So people, they have a waiter, so they think, it's a waiter, they boss him around, they meet him. Thank you. Treat him with respect. Hakaras HaTayv, he's serving you food. So he's paid for it. When the person starts dashing, he has other motives, this, that, he has a reason. My parents, they have other motives. The reason they're nice to me is just because kach v'kach, he doesn't have a Hakaras HaTayv. He's not starting a Hakaras HaTayv to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Not starting. If he cannot Hakaras HaTayv on the direct giving, he's certainly not having a Hakaras HaTayv to Hashem, which is also direct, but it takes a little more work to figure it out. So one eighth I want to give in these Aseret Yemei Teshuva. This is the fundamental. This area of life of Mea Brachas is first of all to be medactic in Brachas, to say them clearly. The start of this Hakaras HaTayv is to start saying Brachas clearly. That's the start. To say Mea Brachas clearly, that's the start. The second thing is to practice Hakaras HaTayv to our parents. To start your practice on our parents, Hakaras HaTayv, we owe them the world. It's a very kedai thing to speak about the Bachur our age. A lot of times the tensions of the teen years, of when the person's home, these years start the years a person can start doing Kibbut Avim more and more fully. It gets easier. Pasha gets easier. Person's address. Not that I'm excusing early. If we were all younger, we would all have to work on ourselves early. However, I in the past is the past. It's the mana true. But it happens to be we're picking a time as a Bachri, he's moving out of the teen years, getting the 18s out of the Shmonesi L'chop, he's out of the teen years. It's already towards the years, it's already a little bit more out of the house, much easier to start being Makat Toiv, to work on Hakaras HaTayv. But they did this, they gave birth to you. If they wouldn't have done anything more than give birth to you, have you, brought you into the world, Shloish Shutim Adam, Nuchoyiv Hakaras HaTayv for a billion years just for that. They don't have to do one mashu respect for you, they can dump you on the street afterwards, Chas V'Shalom. You still have Hakaras HaTayv. In Avada, they did more than that. They stayed up nights, Avada and Avada, start with Hakaras HaTayv in our parents. Start with that. The other piece of Eitzah that I want to, that from Avigdor Miller, that's very, very, very kedai, we want to start also with Makat Toiv to Hashem. So Avada to say Brachas B'Kavana is a tremendous thing. He gave advice that, again, I've said before, this is something that I know that has impacted Bachram, this yeshiva has impacted me, this shiur from Avigdor Miller. I know it's impacted other Bachram in the yeshiva. It's something I want to share with the new Bachram is when you say Maidim every day, don't waste one Maidim. When we bow to Hashem, why are we bowing to Hashem? What's happening by Maidim? What's happening by Maidim is when you feel a Hakaras HaTayv, you're like knocked over. I have such a gratitude, I'm like I'm so subservient to you. I feel overwhelmed with gratitude, like I fall in front of you. It's a sign I'm so Maidim to you. I'm so appreciative of you, of what you did for me. I feel a subservience. That's a Maidim. You overwhelm that Hakaras HaTayv. So what does a person do by Maidim? Maidim and Atullah. It's a hollow bow. Don't waste the bow. So Avigdor Miller gives the following beautiful advice, that Ashrecha, if you keep this advice, if you could do this 3 times a day, you'll be a new person. Try it for any period of time, you'll be a new person. He gives the following advice. Instead of just a hollow waste of a bow, like empty, garnished, it's supposed to represent something, a bow. You're falling out of gratitude. So he says the following advice. Before I might stop, stop. Think of one thing, every Shemoneh Esrei that you want to thank Hashem specifically for. Wiggle your fingers. Wiggle your fingers. Nobody has to see. Nobody, if they think you're a Mishnah, don't worry. give a wiggle of your fingers, or do it in your pocket if you don't want to look like a mishugan. Better to look like a mishugan. If you don't want to, wiggle your hand in your pocket and feel your fingers. Think without fingers. Try writing a shiur without fingers. You ever thought about that? If you had to write without fingers, how would you write? Basically, you'd probably hold the pen like this. I'm not sure how you'd be able to write too neatly. It'd be pretty difficult. And thank Hashem. Try saying a lundish svar without fingers. Without fingers, try shooting a basketball. How do you think you'd shoot a basketball without fingers? The fingers direct the basketball. Try think about it, you shoot a basketball. Middle shmasi. Stop. Think, how could I shoot a basketball without fingers? And then say, Hashem, thank you for my fingers. It won't change your life one or two times. Over a month, 2 months, it will change your life. Start thanking Hashem for specific things. Specific. Your eyes. Close your eyes for a second. Robin will know you're weird. They'll think you just stop concentrating. Close your eyes and then reopen them. Think what it means without seeing and sight. Think about your father one day. My father gave birth to me. Pretty nice guy. Think about some mindless. Say, Moidimana, thank you Hashem for a father. Think about your mother one day. Think about your brother. Think about your roommate one day. Thank Hashem for your roommate. If you have to repeat, and I don't think in this lifetime you'll ever have to repeat one. If you do this every day, especially, you'll get better and better. You'll start noticing things. You'll start noticing your big toe. In Heller, I ran into a pole. I was a klutz, and I broke my big toe. I was on crutches. You have no idea your sense of balance without a big toe. It's amazing. You know that, Maritza? You should never break your big toe. Nobody here. I can tell you, without your big toe, you have 9 other toes are working on. Your balance is affected. Big toes, geshmak. You don't know how geshmak your big toes. And the chulu, the chulu, the chulu, the chulu. And every day, thank something else. Amol, you have to repeat the Seder. You'll get better. You should get good enough where you could daven 17 billion shmanes in your life. You want it to repeat once. Reis Hashem. You'll start realizing things you didn't realize before. Thank for your aunt. Your great aunt Betsy, who gave you on your birthday present $50. You say, Dirish Mesa, thank Hashem that you had such an aunt. She's so nice. She sent you when your birthday. She sent you a birthday. Happy. She sent you a Shana card. Thank Hashem that you have her. Thank Hashem for things. Learn to appreciate things. This is Pashut from the fundamentals. This is the Ramban that we're created in this world to say to Hashem, we're your creation. We realize you gave everything to us. Everything we have is from you. That's what we were created to do. Hakol bar l'chvayit. Everything's created k'vayit shemayim. This is the ultimate k'vayit shemayim. Saying, Hashem, I realize you're amazing. You gave everything to me. What will happen, just I hope nobody here is planning to become a psychologist, because if we all start doing this, we'll put psychologists out of business. All the moans and groans, because people don't appreciate what's given to them. This pasuk k'helis, they're mekayim fully. They always say, Mahayu, what was it that used to be so gevaldig? That's the Eitz Zahar who doesn't want you to be makatov. We have to listen to the Eitzah Tov. We have to listen to Chazal, to David HaMelech, who said, Meir Brachas Kol Yom, learn to appreciate everything. I never understood how a person could be down. He said, I don't understand it. I don't mean how a person could be down. A person doesn't do this mitzvah easily, could be down. He doesn't do Meir Brachas. But I never understood how it's sad that could be down. I only have a kasha. One of the Gedolim wrote in his autobiography, I saw my own eyes, one of the Gedolim, not that I lived in the last 200 years, that he suffered from depression. I don't understand it. How do you do Meir Brachas? If you do Meir Brachas, you shicker with happiness all day long. So I don't understand it. I have a teretz, it's not for now. I have a teretz, it's a little complicated, it's not for now. But Be'emes is commanded Yesher to be said. If you do Meir Brachas, somebody came to Chaznish after Yantiv. It's good. This is a good ma'aseh after Hashana. Somebody came to Chaznish after Yantiv and said to Chaznish that I'm feeling down. He said, You've got to daven on Yantiv. I'm feeling down. He yelled, even stumbled because this was a little, didn't hear so well. I'm feeling down. I'm feeling a little depressed. And he said, You didn't daven on Yom Tov. I'm feeling down. Said, the Chaznish said to him, you said in davening, Atav v'chartonu mikol ha'amim. What are you talking about? You skipped those words. It could be a Yaitz HaShemen Esrei. Atav v'chartonu, if you listen to the things we're saying, Atav v'chartonu mikol ha'amim. Ata, Hashem, the Melch chose us, me, Kalish. What do you say? We don't think what we're saying. In all these inyanim, this is not. Now you could say, come on, this is. That wouldn't bring us. It would bring us happiness. So Abacha once said, I said this shmuz in TJ, Teres Yishalayim, Eretz Yisrael. Abacha said, I'll prove to you it doesn't bring happiness because I had the same things you were telling me I had my whole life. I wasn't happy. I'm still sad because you don't think about it. because you don't think about your right arm. You don't think about your mother. You don't think about your father. You don't think about your brother. You just look what you don't have. You just look how last year's color war was gevaldig, and last year looked the year before. This pasuk kehilas yimakayim. It's just the change of attitude of appreciating what you had. Mei brachas. If you makayim mei brachas kol yom, psychologists are out of business. Sad, it's gone. Mei brachas. You appreciate everything Hashem gives you. We should all be mechazik in this inyan. These are serious mitzvah. This core inyan, essential inyan of Yiddishkeit, of learning to thank Hashem. That practical eitz of Avigdor Miller is meyerdik by meidim. Those that can keep it, it's gevaldik. To learn to make mechazik brachas, the whole inyan of appreciating all that Hashem gives us. Not being a person who says it used to be. Waterbury today is great. It wasn't better, I promise. It wasn't better. The first year, second, it's baloney, checker. It's atzi yitzahara. It's great today. Everything in life's that way. It's great today. Not yesterday, not 3 years. That's atzi yitzahara. That's the nature of the yitzahara, always pointing to the past. Trust me, in the past, it wasn't like you were thinking then. That's the atzi yitzahara. It's great today. Hayom, this Rosh Hashanah is great. Last year's davening, 2 years, and last year, pointing to 4 years ago. This year is gevaldig. Now is gevaldig. And the reason the Yitzhar doesn't, he has a little motive. His motive is because we say now it's great. We're going to turn to Hashem full of akar satoiv, full of joy. And we'll turn to Hashem, we'll say b'riyay sech anachnu. If we say b'riyay sech anachnu, Mashiach will have to come. The Yitzhar doesn't want that. So we have to be mechazik this year to learn to say now it's great. Now it's gevaldig. Today is gevaldig. Thank you Hashem. Ma'ida'ani l'fanecha. And we should talk about Zoych to say ma'idim is full of kavanah. You can do all the bowings in Shemoneh Esrei. You can pick Maidim. You can do all the bowings are the same thing. But at least Maidim. To learn to say Maidim B'Kavana. To learn to thank Hashem for all that He gives us. I'll end with one thought from Rav Shimshon Pinkus. It left an impression on my wife and myself. We were listening together last year on Aseret Yemei Teshuva, it happens to be. I'm pretty sure it was Aseret Yemei Teshuva. And we're listening to a tape of Rav Shimshon Pinkus. Maybe before Hashanah, we're getting ready for Hashanah. We were getting ready, we were cooking some stuff, and we heard it, and Meshurim said, Gaval Gazach, I'll end with this. He said that he believes all the ribui that Hashem gives us in our dar. I think this was his mashal, even shirts. Said he used to, was that his mashal? People used to go in the closets. All through history, the wealthiest people, he had two shirts. He said, today the poorest guy is a collection of shirts. You look in your closet, you don't know which shirt to pick. Hey, they're all white, they may all be the same. If you're a little more colorful, Ashrecha. But you're a boring guy that means all your shirts are white. But chutz, you have a lot of choice. Should I wear this shirt or that shirt today? Some have stains, but good. Different shirts, still choice. Variety is the spice, you have choice. And Shimshon Pinkus said that why does Hashem give us this bracha so much revach today? He said his theory was, very scary theory, is that we're then once again weak on thanking Hashem. But once again, we become this thing that David HaMelech saw, Rachman al-Utzlan, that 100 people were dying a day because they weren't thanking Hashem. He said, our dar once again is a problem. We don't thank Hashem again. And he said, Hashem is trying. He doesn't want to send us klala. He tries to send us bracha. I'll give you and give you and just thank me. Take 10 shirts. Take 100 shirts. Take $1 million. Just say thank you to me. Take more. You want more? Here's another piece of meat. Just say thank you, please. Take another, I gave you 10 pieces of steak, I take an 11. Please, just say thank you. We'll take 10 more steaks to make it, take 10 more steaks. Rachman l'tzlan, if we don't respond, if Shimshon Pinkus says, Rachman l'tzlan. If we don't respond from the ribui, Rachman l'tzlan. This our avoida, if Shimshon Pinkus says, Rav Avigdor Miller says this often, is to thank Hashem from the ribui. While we have a lot, we should have a lot till 120. While we have a lot, to do tshuva from the steak. You serve the steak, it's a zman of tshuva. From the river, you don't need yisurim for tshuva. You don't need, Rachmanu saw the devastating thing happened, I was moved to tshuva. We should be moved to tshuva from a good supper. Thank you, Hashem. I want to recommit to you. I want to be makatoiv to you. That should move us to tshuva. And then Be'ezah Hashem, we won't need any yisurim.